وكأين من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا.
How many towns rebelled against the commandment of their Lord and His messengers? Then we called them to a stern accounting and subjected them to a harrowing chastisement. How many towns? Here the Muslims are being warned of dire consequences both in this world and in the next if they disobey the commands conveyed to them through God's messenger and His book. On the other hand, they are also being apprised of the great rewards that will be theirs if they obey God and His messenger.
فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا.
So they tasted the evil fruit of their deeds, and the fruit of their deeds was utter loss.
أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب الذين آمنوا قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا.
Allah has laid in store for them a grievous chastisement. So fear Allah, O people of understanding who have attained to faith. Allah has sent down to you an exhortation.
رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا قد أحسن الله له رزقا.
A messenger who rehearses to you Allah's verses that clearly expound the guidance so that he may bring out those that believe and act righteously from every kind of darkness into light. He will admit whosoever believes in Allah and acts righteously to gardens beneath which rivers flow. They shall abide in them forever. For such has Allah made an excellent provision. A messenger.
Some commentators on the Quran are of the opinion that exhortation here signifies the Quran and the word messenger signifies the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Some other commentators believe that exhortation here refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him, because he was the personification of exhortation. We are inclined to the second view.
Allah, الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما.
Allah, it is He who created seven heavens, and like them, the earth. His commandment descends among them. All this is being stated so that you know that Allah has power over everything, and that Allah encompasses all things in His knowledge. Allah, it is He who created seven heavens, and like them, the earth.
The expression, like them, does not mean that God has created the same number of earths as He has created the heavens. What it really means is that in the same way that God has created several heavens, He has also created several earths. Here the words like them, the earth, are used with a purpose. God has made the earth to serve as a bed and a cradle for the creatures living on it. In like manner, God has also made the other earths in the universe to serve the same purpose, to provide a bed and a cradle to the creatures living on them. In other words, the innumerable stars and planets that we see in the sky are not empty and desolate. A great many of them are as vibrant with life as the earth is.